Just a touch of the glide. I was thinking it's all under the category, in the category of ragtime. What makes it? Now, the songs are so different. They're so different from Creole. What would give it the common?
Well, that amounts to a definition of ragtime that you're asking for, and it's very difficult. Trevor J. Tishner and Dave Jason in their book Rags and Ragtime basically define a piano rag as a multi-theme piano composition with a steady 2-4 or 4-4 bass and with syncopated melodies.
Just for the moment, you said a steady 4-4 bass. Do that. Okay. Just that.
Be 2-4 or 4-4. Rags are usually 2-beat, but it could be either one.
But then it becomes, there's all variety allowed, flexibility. Because I know that Scott Joplin considered, you know, the more or less the father, the master of ragtime. But I noticed in one of your albums, you have a piece here by a guy named Brun Campbell, Chestnut Street in the 90s. I'll never forget when I was a disc jockey back in 1946. This was, that's 43, 42 years ago. I came across the 78 and I played it. And just for my sake, a touch of memory, as I was disc jockey in 46, played the 78, I forget what the label was, Keynote or something. It was, and Brun Campbell, he was a white disciple.
Yes.
Of Joplin, in St. Louis.
Yeah. In St. Louis and around Missouri.
A touch of that.
I'd love to. I love Brun Campbell. Chestnut Street in the 90s begins with this central.